Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. And pretty soon, your new Trends Journal is coming out, and here's the cover. That's right. Gold, $5,000 an ounce at the Trump Casino, or is it Russian roulette? Well, we'll see. You know, gold didn't have a great day today. It was down some $39. But, you know, this isn't news to us. We kept saying how many times it's got to be a correction. Nothing goes straight up or straight down. We still remain very bullish on gold because of the socioeconomic and geopolitical things that are going on out there. And, of course, today one of the big news is that Trump says those tariffs. Yeah, I'm going to put them on. I think it was March 4th on China and Mexico. So, you know, that has a lot of uncertainty, and one of those is inflation. So going on to what's going on, you take a look at the markets today, the S&P fell four times in a row. Why? They say that the traders, the gamblers, they're worried about economic growth and the tariffs, the global trade issue. Let's see. NASDAQ dropped 1.35%. NVIDIA, boop, down 2.8%. Tomorrow, everybody's waiting. What's going to happen with NVIDIA when they release their earnings report for the last quarter? And again, the whole DeepSeek is now out of the news. And as we keep saying, China's going to lead this trend in AI. Love it, hate it. And again, I hate the whole thing. But and I'd rather the United States lead it than China, but we call it like it is. So that's going to be a big thing, but we're still forecasting a dot-com bust. There's a lot of uncertainty in the markets in this new realm here under Trump. It was very positive in the beginning when he got elected. It hasn't looked so good now. And, you know, it's the not good numbers. The market took a leg lower after the most recent consumer confidence survey from the Consumer Conference Board came in much weaker than economic estimates. This follows a series of disappointing releases. This is CNBC. Last week, including lackluster manufacturing and retail sales numbers. So, then you had Bitcoin. Boop. Bitcoin's taking a hit, man. Fell below $90,000. It's at a three-month low. The flagship crypto is trading almost 20% below its all-time high, reached on President Donald Trump's inauguration day, and on and on. So here we go. Will he pay the guys that gave him almost $300 million in the crypto club to say something and do something that's going to jack the prices back up? Because that's what it's all about. And then you saw Brent crude, right? It fell nearly 2% today. It's around $73 a barrel because now they're saying there may be a mineral deal with Ukraine. That's the latest breaking news. So I got to hand it to Trump. If Biden was in office, he would have only ramped up this Ukraine war. If Trump was in office when the Ukraine war began, I don't believe he would have sent all these weapons. So we'll see what happens here. But this is a positive. You know, going back to the markets and the dot-com bust, you know, they're not talking about this. Tesla shares, by the way, today, they sank 8%. And down 25%, the stocks of Tesla this year. And you know what? The Dow is down 1.5%. So there's a lot of ifs here. Remember, one of your top trends, and I've been at this 45 years, is a wild card. We've never said this before. The joke is wild. Look what's going on. This is real. This dot-com overload in the AI sector is big. Tomorrow's going to tell a lot. And again, in your Trends Journal, and Gregory Mannarino nailed it before the data came out today. One of his articles in this week's Trends Journal is the U.S. economy is shutting down rapidly. Expect widespread job losses with much higher inflation. An article came out showing how the rich, the top 10%, are driving the retail sector. Wrote about it extensively in this week's Trends Journal. And Moody's Analytics says the top 10% of earners now account for 49% of all spending, up from 36% three decades ago. And there's 10%ers, they account, you ready for this? 1/3 of the U.S. gross domestic product. And that goes into our article in much more detail in this week's Trends Journal, leading U.S. economic indicators weakened as the year began. This is serious. Again, this is Slavelandia. It's a whole new game. The bigs own everything. And again, you see with Trump, again, I say what I say. I say things only with the facts. He got a billionaire club in there. All right? As I say, if you're not a billionaire, shut your fucking mouth. You can't say anything. Here's the data. The middle class is shrinking. The rich are getting richer. And they're running the show. So, Mannarino nailed this. And we're telling you that a dot-com bust 2.0 is very, very likely. And tomorrow's going to tell a big, big story. So going on to your other top trends in your Trends Journal, happy days are not here again. After being a bit upbeat prior to following the election of President Donald Trump, consumer confidence in February hit its lowest level. You ready? In its lowest level since the peak of the COVID war, when everybody was freaking the fuck out, when they locked everything down, August 2021. That's where consumer confidence is. So I'm telling you, we're trying to give you everything we can. And it goes back to gold. And when things get wild, gold prices are going to go up. Nothing goes straight up or straight down. There could be another $200 down on gold. Easily, easily. When it flew up this fast and this high. But long term, we're bullish and we don't give financial advice. And we give trend forecasts. So what else do we have here? Does Warren Buffett hoarding cash signal market crash? He's hoarding all his cash. U.S. leading economic indicators, but going down a lot more. Look at the home prices. But sales are down, prices are up. Can't afford it. You got it. And then again, a whole load of trends on the global economic front. When the economy fails, jobs go with it. We've been doing so hundreds of weeks, so on and on, going out of business trends, one after another. They're barely reporting out there. Oh, and the big news they're making is that the European stocks are outperforming the U.S. stocks. They're nothing over there. And the EU, you got Germany, the third largest, or some people say the fourth largest, depending on whose data you look at, economy in the world. They're a recession. the whole market thing is a rig. And the ECB, the European Central Bank, is going to do everything they can to lower interest rates, and so too will Donald Trump. And again, this cat's doing stuff that Biden, you know, they didn't do shit other than bring everything down. Again, I can't stand his position with the Zionist slaughter going on over support for Israel. I support him 100% what he's doing in Ukraine as a man that launched Occupy Peace. And again, wrote about in detail the Ukraine war as it was going on. Here it is. Back in 2014, when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, Washington is driving the world to the final war. And this was written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary to Ronald Reagan. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, which was December 2013, and you could Google it up and you could see it, Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington has invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations in Ukraine for the purpose to, quote, teach democracy. They overthrew the government. So what Trump is doing, I'm all for it. And the taxes, you know, I mean, the tariffs, I agree with them. I agree with them. They have it made in America. I'm all for it. And but get away with the income tax, because when we had tariffs, we didn't have income tax. So if you're going to put tariffs in there, get rid of income tax. Then we could talk. Yeah, German industrial base is losing workers and investors. We're giving you everything we can. Very important. China's portfolio of U.S. treasuries is smallest in 16 years. Now, where are they putting their money? You know where they're putting their money. Oh, going back to being anti-Trump, look what the Israelis are doing. We have whole articles in here, unfortunately, a whole section on the Israeli war. And what they're doing is Netanyahu flouts international law, evicts 40,000 Palestinian families from the West Bank's homes. Hardly any news. Nothing. Nothing. You go to the Cartoon News Network, that thing's turned to shit. And now you got to pay. You got to pay to read their crap that you can get on the street for free. Dirt shit. That's right. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. You get history before it happens. For the grand total of $2.56 a week. And again, the more subscribers we have, the more we could do to help change things in a positive way. Because the more people that know, the more people that have the facts, the better the direction is going to move. Speaking of which, don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge. Judge Andrew Napolitano. You know, Trump picked like, what, 19 guys and girls from little shitheads from Fox and his team. The one he should have picked for the Supreme Court, Judge Andrew Napolitano, the top Fox guy, he didn't pick. Anyway, I'll be on with the judge tomorrow. Israel violates Lebanon ceasefire deal. That's right. We could do anything we want and make up any reason we want. And they may violate the hostage deal because we don't like the way they humiliated the hostages that they freed. Oh, yeah, but how about the way you humiliated the Palestinian hostages and putting on those Jewish T-shirts on? That's all right. That's all right. We could do what we want. We're the chosen people. You know, fuck off with your chosen people shit. Shove it up your ass. I don't believe in your God. Not telling you to believe in mine. And don't you tell me that I'm just a guinea from the Bronx and you're chosen better than me. Fuck you. How dare you say this crap? How dare you? That's racist as can be. Anyway, Hamas blames Netanyahu for hostage delay. Say no deal if he doesn't release the hostages that they agreed to. Oh, you ready? I talked about gold. I talked about Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Article in this week's Trends Journal. Whose gold, if anyone, if in Fort Knox? Yeah, This is important because there is an opportunity. If that gold is in Fort Knox, they are going to say, we're raising the price of gold, just like they jacked it up 70% after they stole it from the people back in 1933. They gave them like $20 and 80 something cents or something, some cents an ounce. And as soon as they got it all, they increased the price to $35 an ounce. If they increase the price of gold 70%, it's $5,000 an ounce. They're going to say, we have all this gold, and now we just took care of our debt. So don't worry about it. Yeah. They're going to do something. And again, there's only one guy anywhere, any place that writes about it the way he does. Technocracy articles. And it's serious. AI, the whole technocracy trend. It's Joe Duran. You can get his books on Amazon. You got a whole bunch of them. This one is The Synthetic Devolution. Yep. And there are whole articles in here. Bunch of them. Yep. New AI-powered genetic design breakthrough won't be limited to curing diseases. Yep. Anyway, this whole thing. And then whole section on cryptos, high-tech science, presidential reality show. Well, this one. Again, this is the cover of your trend. This is one of our top trends for 2025 about the Trump card. And you can see the way we dressed them. You got a crown on. Remember, this came out on January 2nd of this year. And now, of course, it's Trump compares himself to the king as a king on Truth Social. And very important one. I talked about this before, and I'll talk about it again because it goes in one ear and out the other. You know, people now, you're going to bar, everybody's on their phone. People walking down the street, they're on their phone. People at dinner, two people, couples, guy on the phone, lady on the phone, not talking to each other. Turning off mobile phones, internet for 2 weeks can improve mental health. Can you imagine that? 2 weeks. I don't have one. I got an old flip phone. I'm telling you, you got to read this article. It's very important. Very important. New studies downplay genetics when it comes to longevity. That's right. Not about that. It's about natural healing. And that's one of the first books I worked on. Old news for Trends Journal subscribers and people that are ahead of the trend. And what else do we have? Trends in high-tech science and more trends in AI by Ben Davis. So there you got it. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow with the judge, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And remember, subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want history before it happens.